of living my prayer for truth. I call it my prayer, it is simple and clear. It wants me to give and receive love. I call in the light to make everything right and show me the way to just be love. And show me the way to just be love.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Rewire Date. So excited to connect with you all today. This is Maya Diamond here. We are live in the Rewire Your Attachment Style Facebook group.
Welcome, welcome. So amazing to be back here to talk about a really important topic, something that's really common. I mean, love stories are based off this. Songs are based off this. The unavailable man and the addiction to those dynamics. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of us have our own stories, whether they're things from our past, whether they're current dynamics that we're dealing with. You know, we're really fortunate today to be able to have Maya here, who has just been, you know, instrumental in supporting so many women to be able to recover from these types of addictive patterning. And so we're going to be diving in today on this subject of how do you release your addiction to unavailable people? And yeah. Was there anything else that you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, this is just, you know, obviously this topic is so, so important and just exactly so common for so many women. And so if you're, you know, listening and you have been in, maybe you've been in like an on and off again relationship with a guy for years who just can't commit, or maybe you're just starting to date someone and you feel like they're just not showing up in available ways, but you're noticing, and this is your pattern, and you're just feeling like so excited about them, but also really nervous and feeling really scared and don't feel safe in the dynamic because you just don't know when they're going to text you back. Or maybe you, yeah, just have had like one unavailable relationship after again, and you just know that you can't not break this pattern in order for your love life to work.
Wonderful. So in starting out, I'm so curious about like the seductive nature of these dynamics, because oh my gosh, like they can like consume so much space and power in your mind and in your body and in your thoughts. So can you talk a little bit about why the addiction to unavailable people is so seductive?
Yes. So first of all, I just want to say, yeah, there's so many reasons why this addiction is so seductive. And so to not shame yourself or condemn yourself, to have compassion for yourself if you've been dealing with this for a long time. So first of all, because unavailable men most usually have you feeling not good enough, because again, they're not committing to you, they're not showing up for you, they're not prioritizing you. So that leaves any human to feel not good enough, no matter how secure you are. If someone that you're relating to isn't prioritizing you, that's going to make you feel not like, wow, like I'm not important to them, right? And so, but especially if you have anxious attachment, it's going to really, really gnaw on that wound and just really make you feel like, wow, like I'm not important, I'm not good enough, there's something wrong with me. And so what happens is if you have that insecure attachment, whether it's disorganized or anxious, or even maybe avoidant, you can go into anxious when you're with someone unavailable. It kind of connects in with that part of you that feels like you're not enough. And the more that you have that part of you that feels not enough, the more you have congruency with this kind of person, meaning there's almost an inner alignment. How you feel inside is aligned with how they're treating you. And so not to blame yourself at all, this isn't your fault that you have all these parts that feel not enough. But it's helpful to understand why this might be so seductive is because there is these parts that, you know, maybe had to work for love as a child and didn't feel like love was just given to you. Or exactly, maybe you felt like you had to be more than you were in order to be loved. And so you feel like you always have to do better or be better in order to have it. So it just kind of really fits in with these kind of unconscious beliefs or unconscious kind of maps inside of yourself. The other thing that makes unavailable people so seductive is that because they're unavailable, it allows a lot of space. So you create a fantasy about who they are and what they could be for you. So because there's so much space, you're not inundated with texts from them. They're not constantly texting you. They're not constantly calling you. So you know, that leaves a lot of mystery. And mystery is very, like, can be very attractive and seductive as well. So with all of that mystery allows for a lot of fantasy. So you can fantasize about this person and feel like, oh my God, they're so amazing. Also, there's just a really simple thing that happens, which is, you know, as when you're dating someone who, when, you know, when someone's giving you this inconsistent reinforcement, we're just like animals. And so with that, they've done all this research, and with that inconsistent reinforcement, it makes you even more like hyper alert and excited for when they're going to text you next. You don't know. And so that kind of creates the addictive cycle even more. And so that's one of the big things that's very, very challenging, is that your all of your brain chemistry is naturally going to be more addicted to someone who's inconsistent, unavailable, than someone who is available. Like, it's actually designed in a way for you to be addicted to the wrong person. And so that's why it can be incredibly seductive and, you know, easy to be with someone who's unavailable. And then the other thing, or be, you know, really attracted to these people. The other thing is, you may have been conditioned around, like I talk about, like the Marlboro man, like someone who's kind of stoic and doesn't really talk very much and who is more shut down and numb. And those tend to be the more avoidant, unavailable people. And so that might have you be more attracted to them, maybe because you learned in movies that that kind of person is really going to be someone who is the right person for you. So there's a lot of reasons why this, this pattern can be stuck in place.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me so much of how, like, I think in general, we can be sort of trained through, movies and social environments to think that, like, that strong stoicism equates to, like, this masculinity. And it's like, I think that many women, it's like the reason that we potentially want that is because we want to know what it feels like to actually, like, let go and surrender.
Exactly.
And to, like, be in that space of out of control. But then it's like, we're doing it in a context that's actually not safe to the nervous system. And yes. So there's something so important about, like, rewiring that so that you can understand, like, what that safe masculine container actually feels like with someone who's emotionally available versus, like, this preconceived, like, Disney fantasy thing that we have about, like, someone coming in and, like, saving us from that, like, reality. So I love to, totally. I love what you're speaking to around that. It's so important. I wonder if you can share about, you know, some of the consequences that you've seen of this pattern. Like, what are the negative consequences you see in women who are addicted to unavailable men?
So first of all, there's just so, so many negative consequences. And again, I know this from my own personal experience. I have, you know, I was in a pattern of being with unavailable people for so, so long. And so I know this firsthand through my own personal experience, as well as working with so, so many clients around this. So first of all, the first one is, it prevents you from being in a healthy, committed relationship, because an unavailable man usually won't commit to a serious long-term relationship or a marriage. So you're maybe going to be in a relationship, some kind of relationship with this person, but it won't be like a fully committed, fully, you know, marriage kind of relationship for the most part, because the unavailable man or the unavailable person has deep commitment fears. So that's number one. And when there's that lack of commitment, it's very hard for your nervous system to totally settle. We are built for commitment. It's really helpful in career, in relationship, with our friendships, to have that level of commitment and devotion. Devotion is such an important part of a relationship. And so when that's not present, it's very hard to really relax and surrender into the relationship. And that, and so that causes the next thing, which is you're constantly in this state of high alert and your and stress response. Always wondering when they're going to text or call, always wondering when they're going to commit, always wondering when they're going to finally choose you, right? Always wondering when they're going to open their heart to you. And so it's this constant, you know, push and pull, constant fear kind of thing happening, fear response happening in your nervous system. And so whatever your fear response is, it's going to be heightened even more. And that's the thing. As humans who, you know, everyone has had trauma, we already have our trauma responses that are happening throughout the day. Fight, flight, fawn, freeze. But if you're with an unavailable person, it's actually going to be worse. It's actually going to be increased even more. You're going to have more of that nervous system upset. You're going to not be able to sleep. You know, sometimes you're going to, you know, exactly, have insomnia, have increased health issues, increased, you know, inability, you know, something that we always hear so much is that inability to be present at work, inability to be present with your kids, constantly thinking about that guy or that person that you're so in love with and obsessed with. And then you can't really be present to what's really happening in your life. And so that's really, really painful to experience for any human. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that the program helps with the most is, I guess what I wanted to say one thing, which is which I think is really important, which is if you're anxiously attached, you might be dating someone who is more secure and you're still having all those symptoms. And so there's kind of a difference here, right? That's bringing up kind of one of the main important points, which is the more secure you get, the more it's easier to let go of these people. But also the more secure you get, the easier it is to just date and be in a relationship in general. You won't have all these internal stress, as much of these internal stress responses happening.
Yeah, I absolutely see this with a lot of your clients too, just in terms of like the self-esteem piece of things.
Yes.
Where it's like you don't hear from the person, they're being unavailable, and it like draws on that point in yourself of your own value. Yeah. And then when they come back in and they give you just like a little bit, you know, like a little bit of like, maybe there is hope that they will commit. Like, yeah. Oh, they text me back this time. We're finally in a good place. Then it's like you learn to settle for breadcrumbs even more. And when you're doing that over a period of time, it's what becomes normalized to your system. And it's just like with the women who graduate from your program, it's just one of the biggest things that I see in them. Is that sense of self-worth being something that's just so effortless and easy so that when these men do come around to, you know, aren't available, it's so much easier for them to say, oh, that's what that is. I don't have to have that weight on me of like playing that whole game again. And it's like it allows them to release that and that secure person to start to feel like, oh, this is what it actually feels like when someone has attention on me and when someone shows up and is present and consistent and that gets to feel what's normalized. So I just think it's, you know, easing point of what you do in your work.
It's so, so huge that, you know, going from just like as you're listening to this, kind of sitting with this piece of like, you know, currently unavailable people are very attractive to you, right? Like obviously otherwise you wouldn't be dating otherwise you wouldn't be in a relationship with one. But think about, imagine what it would be like actually to not be attracted to unavailable people, like to be like, actually, no, that's not attractive to me, and to instead be attracted to available people. Imagine just what that would look like for you, what that would feel like for you, because that is what's possible. But right now, everything in you is wired to be drawn like bees to honey to this, like if you're you know, in a crowd of people, you are the most drawn to them. And so exactly, the deeper work is what really, really can shift this.
So, I mean, I'd love to hear more from you just on that piece around releasing this and how you kind of start to get to the other side. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit about like what are the most important steps in releasing these unavailable dynamics?
Yeah. So number one is to get support with this. So because it's an addiction, it is so, you cannot break addictions on your own. It's just impossible. It's so deeply embedded into your behaviors, your mindset, and yeah, your behaviors, your actions, your mindset, your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, all of those things. And so when you have support with this, when you have other people who are not you holding your hand and supporting you through the process of shifting this addiction, just like any, you know, chemical or drug addiction, you wouldn't expect an alcoholic to do this on their own, would you? Like, never, ever would I expect an alcoholic to be able to get sober on their own, ever. Instead, they have a group of peers, right? A group of other people supporting them, and also, you know, usually a therapist or a coach, etc. So what I recommend is, number one, getting support. And I definitely recommend myself, obviously. I think, you know, this is something that I have been doing for 6.5 years. So if this is something that, you know, really speaks to you and you really want to get support, I definitely, you know, think, again, having people holding your hand is so, so imperative, because when you get that support, then you have this witness and this mirror and someone who can see your blind spots for you. So many times on the calls, women will say, like, I can't believe that you're able to see that so quickly, or I can't believe that you are so strongly intuitive about this. And part of the reason is because I am very psychic and intuitive. But the other part is because I've been doing this work for so long that I've seen every single different possible, you know, map of the way that this looks inside of the psyche. Well, there's always new maps, obviously. But what I mean is, I've seen so many women who have this pattern. And so I can see all the different ways that it usually shows up. And so if I see something, I'm going to help you be able to see it also. And because addiction is so unconscious in so many ways, that's why it's so hard to break, because there's a lot of unconsciousness. You know, it's so important to have support and to have other people holding you accountable around this. So that's the other thing, kind of, again, with step number one, is this accountability piece. So if you have a coach, as well as other people holding your hand and holding you accountable to what you say you want, which is, you say that you want someone available, then you're going to have other people and your coach saying, oh, wow, this guy sounds unavailable. Time to release him. Time to let him go, right? And giving you tools and support around that. But if you don't have support, then you're not going to have that accountability. So number one, support. Number two is definitely what we talked about around increasing your self-esteem, self-love, self-trust, all of those things. And I would say, you know, really having that palpable, deep feeling of self-love is so incredible, and it's going to positively affect every single area of your life. When you really are truly skilled in putting yourself first and prioritizing yourself first, then you would never put yourself in a situation again where you're committing to someone, where you're attached to someone who really can't meet you. And so doing the deep, that's why, you know, whatever in the external world we do have control over in many ways, because we can do that deep internal work on ourselves. So doing that deep internal work to increase the self-love, self-esteem, self-trust, self-respect, it's huge, and to be able to act in alignment with that. And then I would say number three would be, actually releasing the unavailable people from your life. If you can't do that, then you will continually be with that unavailable person. And no matter how much work you do, if you don't release that person, you're going to keep getting mirrored that belief that you're not enough, that you're not worthy of being prioritized, that you're not worthy of being committed to. So, you know, for all the people who you're like, wow, I am still dating this person, or wow, I am still, you know, continuing to move towards these unavailable people and, you know, get attached to them. That is such an important step, is this, you know, really letting them go. And then number four would be to actually learn how to be attracted to available people. So if you are only, if your attractions are, it's almost like a taste, right? So if you really love, you know, ice cream, and you don't love, maybe there's just a food that you just never have loved, right? If you've never loved that food, you're going to have to develop a taste for it. And so what I've seen in my work is we're really able to help people develop a taste for these available people. And because if you think about it, an available person is going to show up very in myriad of different ways than an unavailable person. And so you have to develop an actual taste, a love for that available type of quality and connection and the way that person's showing up. And like, wow, you're going to start feeling different feelings. So you have to develop a taste for all of those different feelings and feel comfortable with it. And that's what we see women do in the program all the time, is, you know, release these unavailable guys with our help, because it does take a lot of help. I'm not going to say that isn't an easy part of the process. It's a hard part of the process, but we're able to do it as quickly as possible. And then build the self-esteem, and then really develop this taste for someone, develop this desire, this, you know, your erotic energy, your erotic desire, your erotic attraction for someone who really prioritizes you. And that, you know, you could, that's the other thing. It's so important, because you could actually stop dating unavailable people, but if you're not attracted to available people, it's just, it's not going to work. So that's so, so important.
Wow. That's incredible. I love hearing about, you know, the details of that process. I don't think I've ever heard it described in that way, around like food and developing a taste for it. That's like a really interesting perspective and way to think about it. I wonder, is there anything else that you can share about how you support women with shifting this pattern?
Yes. So there is this amazing coaching group called called Rewire for Love, which is a 4-month program. I highly recommend anyone who's listening to really think about, wow, like, okay, I relate to all of this. This has been going on for so long. I can give a gift to myself by saying yes to something that I've never done before. And so I guess that's one thing I want to just say, is that when you do something that you've never done before, when you try something new, then there's a high likelihood that you will get a different result. And so the 4-month Rewire for Love program, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing all of those 4 steps. We're going to be doing them as quickly as we can, so that you can shift your patterns in love, release this unavailable person, release this addiction, and find yourself in a really healthy, loving, caring, connected, evolving, growthful, passionate relationship. And so if that's something that really speaks to you, where you're feeling like, wow, I have been doing these patterns for a long time, I've tried different things, or maybe I haven't tried anything, but maybe you have tried things. Maybe you've read books or podcasts or Instagram posts or Instagram reels or videos or TikTok videos or whatever, but it still isn't working. Then, you know, obviously trying something new is so, so powerful, but also, you know, having someone to hold your hand throughout this process, because again, you cannot break this addiction on your own. It's incredibly hard to do on your own. And so that's really, really, really powerful, is to say yes to something that you've never done before. And so the Rewire for Love program, we are, you know, enrolling currently. We would love to have you, if you feel like this is something that you really relate to and that you have found yourself in over and over again, or maybe it's just the last year, or maybe it's been decades. Lots of people who join the program, it's literally been decades or at least 10 years or at least 5 years that they've been in this pattern. And so we would love to have you, and you can go to empowerlove.us/apply if you have not booked a free love breakthrough session yet. You only get one of those. So if you haven't done it, then definitely we would love to have you. And on that call, why don't you describe what happens on that call? Because that call is with Erin, who's my amazing enrollment coach, who is like just so brilliant, as you can tell, and so wonderful, so smart, and is so, so good at holding space for you on that call. You know, coaching, such a big part of coaching is really just holding space. So on the call, she's going to be listening to you, asking you questions, but I'll let you go.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the way that you described that. And yeah, you know, these calls are really meant to support you in being able to get a lot of clarity and a lot of value from our time together. So we're going to do a bit of a relational inventory together so we can get a really, really clear sense of, you know, what's working for you right now? What are some of the patterns and whatnot that are actually really in service to you finding this great relationship or really transforming the relationship that you're currently in? And we're also going to be looking at where the challenges are, you know, where have there been patterns? I think that for someone who has a really high level of awareness, these sessions are really, really great because it kind of allows you to get out of that like hamster wheel of like, identifying with a lot of your patterns so you can really get that sense of clarity. And really from there, what we're going to do is get really specific about what it looks like to move forward from here. You know, what does the relationship that you're wanting, what does it look like? What does it feel like? How do you know that you would be experiencing a healthy, successful, secure dynamic with someone? And we really lay out, you know, how will the program support you with that? And so, you know, if it's a great fit, you know, the great thing is we can get you started right away. But either way, whether you come into the program or not, the calls are incredibly valuable. I had a lot of fun doing it. I've been doing this type of work for over 10 years now. I absolutely love it. And I would be more than happy to connect with anyone here in the group who's interested in learning more. So as Maya mentioned, we'll pop in the link below for you to apply, but it's just www.empowerlove.us/apply. And you're welcome to reach out and message me with any questions.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, feel free to PM Erin or me if you have any questions at all, and we will do our best to answer them. And thank you so much for joining today. Oh, I wanted to answer Kelly's question. You mentioned that this is an addiction. As an alcoholic in recovery myself, I've been looking for a man that is also in recovery and that understands what it takes to break free from addiction. Is that a mistake because of the very low numbers of people that actually do recover? So I think that's a great question, Kelly. I think that's a fantastic question. I do think it's really important to open up the field and to not only date people who are in addiction recovery. I think it would be great to be with someone, you know, who maybe doesn't have addictive tendencies. It's fantastic to be with someone who you relate to in that way. But I think closing yourself off to the whole rest of the population, exactly, because it is a smaller percentage of people who've done the whole recovery process, who are then in your age group, who are then single, et cetera, et cetera. You're getting lower and lower numbers. And so I definitely recommend opening up the field. So yeah, really good question there.
I love that. And Kelly, I think you're on my calendar. I'm excited to chat with you more about that too, because we've worked with a lot of women who have a background in various recovery work. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to diving into that a little bit more with you as well.
Yes. You know, one thing that's really important is exactly, we've worked, a lot of women in the program, just so everyone knows, have done various recovery work, 12-step chemical and drug addiction work, you know, different types of 12-step work before, and this program has really moved them forward to the next step of where they want to go. So that's, well, just in general, I would say we have so many women in the program who've done a lot of personal and spiritual development work before they have done our program. And they always say how powerful this is, which is a huge compliment because they've tried so many different things. They've done so many different programs, worked with so many different therapists, et cetera. So we know, you know, that is the highest compliment. And so, you know, and there's actually about to be a podcast episode with Alicia Dattner, who's a comedian, but also someone who graduated from the program and alumni from the program. That episode is coming out next week. And she talks about how she had done just so much personal development work before the program. And it was actually the program that helped her get the result the most. So, and got her, you know, past her patterns into this really healthy, beautiful relationship that she's in now. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Lovely. Well, thank you again for everyone joining us. And we look forward to tuning in with you again next week.
Yay. Thank you so much for coming. And we will talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Rewire Your Attachment Style. This is Maya Diamond to receive your 2 free gifts to help you on your journey to lasting love. And to start rewiring your attachment style today, go to empowerlove.us/love.